Hundreds of people packed into a hearing room at the state capitol Thursday for a debate about the rights of undocumented immigrants. Most of the speakers who attended were there to argue against a bill that would crack down on so-called sanctuary cities in Wisconsin. The Republican measure would prohibit local governments from enacting policies that prevent federal agents from enforcing immigration laws. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports.
It wasn't the first time that lawmakers heard arguments for and against the sanctuary cities proposal. The Assembly approved the measure in the last legislative session, but it didn't go anywhere in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are bringing it up again as President Trump calls on Congress to crack down on sanctuary cities. State Senator Steve Noss is the author of the bill. He told the Senate Committee on Labor and Regulatory Reform that sanctuary cities protect undocumented immigrants with a criminal record.
Contrary to claims of opponents, sanctuary cities do not make our communities safer. These politically correct policies actually increase the risk to public safety in order to make a political statement regarding federal immigration laws.
Noss's bill is designed to make it easier for federal authorities to track down undocumented immigrants who happen to be in custody. Here's how it would work. If a police department suspected that someone charged with a crime is in the country illegally, the department would be required to make sure the person remains behind bars for an additional 48 hours. That would give federal immigration authorities more time to take action. Noss's proposal also would penalize cities that don't comply, cutting state aid up to $5,000 per day. Committee member Republican Senator Van Wongard supports the bill. He says Wisconsin has a serious problem that it must address.
I would think that every person that is here should be supportive of getting rid of these bad guys, no matter where they're from. And they're not all coming from Mexico. They're coming from all over the globe.
After Wongard and other committee members spoke, dozens of people in the audience had their chance to testify. One after another, they slammed the bill. Daryl Marine is with the League of United Latin American Citizens. He calls the measure an overreach. Marine says it could cause undocumented immigrants who are crime victims to not call for help out of fear they might be taken into custody, then deported.
Do we not want each and every person to feel comfortable in reporting a crime they've witnessed or maybe in progress? Is it not in the public interest for a woman or child who may be suffering from domestic abuse to be able to call the police and feel comfortable in doing so?
Marine also questioned the constitutionality of the bill and noted that his group sued the state of Texas over a similar measure. A federal judge blocked that state's law this summer. Meanwhile, Deborah Albers of Milwaukee told the committee that the GOP bill could result in racial profiling and ultimately the breakup of families.
It's going to happen. Someone's going to be stopped for going to work or taking their child to school, and boom. There goes the whole family structure. There goes generations being messed up down the road.
The committee wrapped up the meeting without taking action on the measure. Governor Walker has not said whether he'll sign the bill if it makes it to his desk. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.